What's the, how do, would I describe
mashups.
Thank you. Thank Boom. You. Yes. Like, what was the one for Brad Pitt and Angelina? Brangelina.
Or one of your favorite random references, Troga, treadmill yoga.
Yep.
Anybody watch Modern Family? Anybody? Mm-hmm.
So I love, I don't know why. I think it's, they're silly. It's absolutely ridiculous that I like that, but we're going to talk.
Everybody loves a good mashup. I don't care who you are.
We're going to mention one that in regards to health and fitness, or specifically nutrition, is the Pegan diet.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We appreciate you guys listening each week, and we're proud to announce that it's finally happened. After 2 years, at least, almost, we have a website solely dedicated to the podcast.
So, for a little brief history as to, like, why it's taken us so long to get our shiz together, it's basically because this has been an evolving podcast. We started off, I actually was a listener of the ETT Rap Show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's morphed into we relaunched it basically into the Addicted to Fitness when all of a sudden the former co-host of that particular show kind of stepped back and I started becoming a regular guest.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we're going to start this over again. And that's why you might hear some ETT Rap Show like flashback episodes from the vault, mm-hmm. throwback episodes. And that has been a really big reason why it's taken us so freaking long to get this podcast to a place where it has its own identity, because it truly has the legs to stand on its own now. And that is a huge thank you to all of you for tuning in every week to listen, which we so, so appreciate. So the podcast website is addictedtofitnesspodcast.com.
So creative.
I know, it's really creative. But somebody legitimately had, like, Addicted to Fitness. And then I thought of 50,000 other different ways you could do it. And I'm like, there's just, it's going to be a long URL, folks. I'm sorry. So you have to learn how to spell addicted, which might be a little tricky. But
our listeners are pretty educated. I have a feeling that
I mistyped addicted like 15 times when I tried to create it.
Yeah.
So addicted to fitness podcast.
Right.
.com.
Gotcha. So yeah, we're still building the web. I mean, it's built already, but you know, we're still in the process of adding more content and kind of, I guess, themes or looks or something.
Yeah. So there's actually some exciting sections to the website. If you go to the website, you actually find our homepage, which then directs you to some other areas like our show notes. You hear us reference every single week. So we are currently in the process of backfilling some of the more recent episodes. So previously, all of those episodes were linked over to the ETT page and website, but we're going to bring some of the ones this year over. And we also mm-hmm. will have a gallery of images from episodes, so kind of like a little behind the scenes. And you will see some more photography specifically from us going up on that page. But mm-hmm. for now, you can at least get a quick glimpse of what it is, and if you're trying to refer a friend, wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
yep.
you can refer them to the website, and they can see real quick what we're all about.
Yeah, including some new logos for the podcast that a certain someone developed.
Yes, I will say I used a little bit. It's, I don't know if it's a skill or just, you know, I used some creativity, I guess, to create a new logo,
mm-hmm.
the Addicted to Fitness podcast logo. Kind of proud of it. You know, it's not bad.
Yeah, and it's original. Cause, you know, our previous one, you know, it's mm-hmm. one of those kind of stock photos that you can get on the internet. We add our own name to it. So this one's original, and it's good. It's just like you said, we're evolving, which
yes.
is always important with a show like this or any podcast. Mm-hmm. And it's getting noticed. So I think that we can jump into the listeners talk back section because Basically, a lot of our regular listeners were noticing the new look and the new cover art and things like that, giving it the thumbs up and kind of giving us the acknowledging that they noticed the change, the positive change.
Sweet. Awesome. So, thanks, guys. And if you haven't already, go check it out and let us know what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys make sure you let us know on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. That's where we kind of want to drive. I mean, obviously, we want to drive traffic to both the website and the Facebook page, but a lot of the comments we kind of read off of when we get them on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we could go on in a lot of all the different changes we've made. And we also started a Twitter account, we'll post on our Facebook page. But basically, any updates and news really are going to be on our Facebook. And then the website will just be where we kind of store everything. It's going to be our central repository for all the show notes, the links, the photos. And you can just kind of reference it if you need a quick, I don't remember exactly where this was. So you can search our website. Make it easier for you to find what you want from us.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of the Facebook page, where we kind of interact with our listeners, we had a good... our past episode last week with the lactation cookie taste test was pretty popular.
Booby Boons. Booby Boons. Mm-hmm.
I had a regular listener reach out to me and ask me what I thought of the Booby Boons. And, of course, the first question was, were they for my lactation? And I was no.
No. So, that's definitely a no. Right.
But then we had another... kind of a surprise. I wouldn't call them individuals, but I guess they are individuals, but somebody else reached out to us.
We had some of the folks at Stork and Dove, which is the company that makes the Booby Boons. They actually reached out to us on Twitter and Facebook, so thank you, because we had a nice chat with them on Twitter. They were excited for the show. They mentioned that there were some additional flavors coming up of the cookies. And also said that the reason, I think the one, I don't know if you call this criticism, it was more just a statement, the fact they were dry, they said they don't have any preservatives in them. Right. So that's why. And I thought that was a darn good response. Yeah. And I definitely think we'll be trying... some of the other flavors, if they come out with them in time while I'm still eating them.
Yeah. No, we're excited and we're really happy they reached out, so that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We love products, people, companies, we just really love getting great feedback and connecting to people that we're enjoying.
Exactly. So you guys, if you want to leave a comment for us, if maybe you want us to explore a certain subject, or you just want to tell us how awesome we are, you can do that on the Facebook page.
Toot toot.
And of course, go to iTunes and leave us a rating, which what people are starting to do now, we really appreciate. 5-star only, though. If you don't have less than 5 stars.
See, Nick's picky. Yep. I mean, I'll take something. I'll take a 4.5.
So let's jump on in. Training recap time. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Mine's really fast.
Okay, go first.
I've done a whole lot of not much. Oh. But I will say I do not feel at all guilty about it. Mm-hmm. For the first time in my life, I've been busy, and I recently made a big change at my day job, my main work, and I got a stand-up desk.
Right.
And I'm not even kidding you when I tell you, My legs, for the first day or two, they were a little bit, tired, a little bit sore. Yeah. So, I think just that has been a really tremendous help to kind of keeping me moving a bit more throughout the day. I'm, doing, little wiggles and squats and things kind of throughout the day. But then I do what I've talked about before, which is, I do a nice little yoga flow usually when I get out of bed just to get my body going.
Right.
But I think I've... not really broken a sweat in the last week. So I'm getting that craving, how you get that, it's just this need, this urge to sweat.
Right. Wow. So I was glad because I think I saw a recent kind of health headline this week about standing, how now there's a study out there that says it's just as bad as sitting. So it's
standing with bad posture is not really right. any
and
better.
And the fact that you said you're doing some movement and, you know, squatting, and so you're not just standing still, and that was good because, you know, I think it's important to make sure you're, especially when you're doing an office job, that you're moving around and that you're getting up and taking your walks needed. And I know we talked about that when you were pregnant, how important that is. So that's kind of everybody out there. And we know there's a lot of people listening that have office jobs. So make sure, you know, you keep moving. Standing desk is good, but, you know, now they have treadmill desk. That's the next thing you gotta get.
That's ridiculous.
Treadmill desk.
That's just waiting for an accident. I can't even imagine. I would fall on my face. I'd fall on my computer.
They gotta have one of those, like, those things that we put Ella in. You know, it's like a bouncer. So, like, she can't fall over.
So if you fall over, it's just like your legs give out from underneath you and you fall to the side.
So, that was your training recap. And my training recap, also, you know, not entirely, you know, chock full besides all the other personal training sessions I'm doing. One thing it's kind of cool is that I've talked about it, but I finally registered for the Stick Mobility Certification course. Woo-hoo-hoo. That is in June. So
nice.
That is a course. Yes, I was happy. I went ahead and did that. So I will be a certified Stick Mobility Coach come June.
Nice.
You know, and I'm practicing right now. I've got the, you know, our Saturday morning class at Tampa Strength starting this week, or starting March 24th, I should say. I will be practicing my moves in preparation for the certification course. So
yeah, and it's interesting, like, I don't know if we've talked about, like, I know you mentioned a lot of specific terms to stick mobility in previous episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody who's curious as to what it's similar to, it's basically, like, it's very similar. There are a lot of moves that come from yoga.
Right.
But it's like yoga with leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if you're a person who's like, oh, I'm not flexible enough mm-hmm. for yoga, you are. But this is actually a way, like, even if you're a person that's like, I can't even bend over to tie my shoes.
Yeah.
This would be a great way to figure out how to do that because you have a little bit of extra assistance.
Yeah. Yeah, the sticks are you know, multifaceted, like, multifunctional because not only they provide assistance, like you said, but they also create kind of almost like a focal point to, you know, for muscle activation, and they're kind of like a power enhancer. So, like, you know,
cool.
gives
really
so many
cool.
regular exercises just an enhancement. You know, they up the intensity of almost like everything, like from everything from a squat to a lunge, and then allow your body to really kind of be more mobile too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're really awesome, and I'm excited for that class. So, and another thing I'm excited for is all the interviews I've been getting to do as of late for our second weekly Addicted to Fitness podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys heard it this past week. Hopefully we had the first one launched. This was with Alexis Rivera, the Holistic Hipster.
Mm-hmm.
Is his handle, which I love that name.
On Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we are going to be having those every week. Every week we'll be having an interview with a health pro, as I like to call it. So make sure you tune in this Thursday for that upcoming one, and I'll just give you a little teaser. It's very it's a lot of mindfulness talk in this upcoming one.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a little teaser for you guys for the upcoming one. So also wanted to mention real quick, Alexis Rivera, Holistic Hipster, after doing the Addicted to Fitness podcast, now talking about starting his own podcast.
Hey, we're spreading the podcast love
mm-hmm.
too. I love it. Well, didn't LA start hers like right after
possibly
the interview?
And I know we have another one, Coach Fury, who's, you know, a popular guy anyways. So
yeah.
I don't know if we gave him a push, but it did happen
You're
afterwards.
Like,
I'm just saying.
I'll
take some credit.
A little bit.
So yeah, that's some exciting stuff, and I'm really excited to give more content to people. You know,
yeah.
So that's our ultimate goal is to kind of provide information, health and fitness, useful health and fitness information. I think we can do that with yet another episode kind of dedicated to introducing new people, or introducing our listeners to people in the field of health and wellness.
Yeah, I mean, we cover basically like four main things, but three topics, besides just us. Our lives, our kind of approach to health and fitness, which is hopefully very relatable for you all. We also dive into like trends and research, and we try to break it apart for you. And that's very much something like Nick and I like to do. But then we do have the product reviews like we did for the Booby Boons. Mm-hmm. The other like really big one is interviews, because we are not experts, and I don't think we would ever, that's a weird word, expert, like, because there's so many like different aspects. It's sort of a relative term, but we would not call ourselves experts. So we go to people who are more informed and who really focus on specific areas to get the real deal from them. Mm-hmm. And those are our expert interviews. So while I think we are very informed, even for what I do for a day job, I don't know if I'd call myself an expert. Things are always changing.
Yeah, I mean, always having the mindset that you can stand to learn more. Yeah. It's important. And yeah. I think especially in any field, but I feel that way. You know, it's my kind of scientific nature and one of those.
A really interesting background.
Right. Too. One of the scientific, principles of the scientific method is always question, you know, retest, yep. and retest some more. So, and then incorporate that into your everyday life, it's basically, you know, kind of challenging your beliefs and seeing what other data is out there. So that's what I think we're doing when we reach out to experts and try to get more info. So another pair of experts that we're fond of are the guys from the Hemp Coffee Exchange. And the Hemp Coffee Exchange, they provide a super coffee blend, and you can find it at hempcoffeeexchange.com. I almost forgot the website. Hempcoffeeexchange.com, and use the promo code
ATF
to get 20% off. All right. So now that we've got the training recap out of the way, we're going to go into the big topic for today. Now, this is what I love.
Should I give you a drum roll?
No, I love.
You're looking at me like.
I love. How would I describe
mashups.
Thank you. Thank
Boom.
You.
Boom.
Yes. Like, what was the one for Brad Pitt and Angelina?
Brangelina. Or one of your favorite random references, Troga. Treadmill Yoga.
Yep.
Anybody watch Modern Family? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know why. I think they're silly. It's absolutely ridiculous that I like that. But we're going to talk.
Everybody loves a good mashup. I don't care who you are.
We're going to mention one that regards to health and fitness, or specifically nutrition, is the Pegan diet.
Is it Pegan or Pagan? No, I guess it would be Pegan.
Yeah.
Pagan is different.
It's spelled differently, too.
Yeah.
This is Pegan.
I don't know.
P-E-G-A-N, which is basically paleo and vegan hybrid. Yes. It could have been pagan because you could have done paleo.
I guess that's why they didn't.
Yeah, exactly. So that would have been, people would have been really confused.
They've been like, I've got my candles and I've got my little star, my 5-point mm-hmm. star. Let's do this.
So the Pegan diet is, like we said, a hybrid of paleo and vegan, which honestly, before we even get to the, because we got this from an article, you actually tracked it down on the Well and Good site.
I couldn't resist. Like, I feel like we've tried personally almost every diet that there is. And I was a vegan before, and I love certain aspects of the vegan diet, like absolutely love. And then we've done paleo. I didn't like paleo as much, but I get it. Like, I understand why it's like a valid diet that some people have super great success with. So mm-hmm. like the idea of this Pegan diet was immediately intriguing to me because similar to you, I think I also really love a good mashup. So it sounded intriguing because you've got a very meat and animal based diet, which is paleo. I mean, it's not solely, but I mean, they focus on like, you're going to have steak. You're not going to necessarily sit there and just have, they don't mandate it, I know, but like ghee and all these other things that are absolutely animal products, part of like kind of staples of the paleo diet. I feel like as a vegan, it just conflicts. They're kind of very different diets.
Well, see, I have the opposite opinion. I think the paleo and vegan diet are 80% similar, and they just differ in one place, and that's basically, like you said, the meat. Because yeah. both
meat
paleo
and animal products.
Right. Okay. True. Yep. So, I would say that the basis of both diets is whole, fruits and vegetables. Because when
whole
you
foods, yeah.
And but I would say 80% of the foods you eat in paleo should be
true.
Fruit and vegetables, or mostly vegetables.
It's probably why we have really good paleo cookbooks.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. If you looked at the paleo cookbook, you look at the list of the items that are paleo, I think you would definitely find more in the produce section than in the meat section.
That's true.
So, I mean, I think there are, and that's one thing I think that, I know I said I think 7 times, but
I think he thinks.
I feel people get a little bit blinded by the fact that, paleo is caveman. That's just eating meat.
I think
meat
that's,
Meeting that big turkey leg that you get at the ballpark or something like that. That's all paleo is about, and that's not necessarily true.
That's the kind of stigma that has been perpetuated because, it's like, CrossFitters only do paleo, and, these people that are, super carnivores do paleo, and, the caveman, you do think, drumstick in one hand, and then, whole milk in the other, or something like
that. Well, I don't think you actually drink dairy on paleo.
Oh, no. That's true.
Right, that's why they have
ghee. Take it back. Yeah, you have your
there's no dairy.
All of the dairy fats removed just oil, yellow
mm-hmm. oil. Mm. So, obviously, yeah. But, I think there's a lot more similarities to it than people think. And that's kind of what the article was talking about is that, and the person they cited in the article was Dr. Mark Hyman, who's someone I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast before, but I've actually listened to his book on Audible, Eat Fat to Get Thin, Eat Fat, Get Thin. He also is an author of many other books, including, Food, What the Heck Should I Eat? And he believes that the hybrid, the mashup, is the perfect kind of quote-unquote diet because they take the best practices of both. So the vegan diet is low glycemic, high in plant foods, low in sugar, includes adequate protein for appetite control and muscle synthesis. So, honestly, like you said, both of them can provide all those things. That's why we talked about, you're looking.
Well, I'm just, confused as to what this, and this is probably a good reason I'm playing, devil's advocate because I'm the person that's, clearly not as informed. I was very interested in this concept, but I did not really read into it a whole lot like mm-hmm. you did. My understanding of vegan is it's no animal products.
Right.
That's vegan. And then paleo is low sugar, no dairy, no refined carb or processed carb.
Right.
And absolutely animal products. So how do you get a mashup of both? I don't get it. But they're still extremely different.
Well, yeah, I think that he's, like you say, he's picking the two best parts of, paleo is they're low in sugar, because a vegan diet doesn't have to be low in sugar.
Yeah, and you definitely have grains and carbs.
Right, exactly. So that's, and the low glycemic, that's another part of the vegan diet that's not very always the case. So usually that's probably what they would figure from the paleo, low glycemic, low sugar. And then you got high in plant foods from vegan, and then adequate protein from both, really. You can get adequate protein from both.
Plenty as a vegan.
And that's kind of what they were saying. I think he was like, not so much the carnivore diet or, which is all meat, but, and that's where he kind of alludes to taking the best parts of both because, a good example is, getting omega-3 fatty acids. There's different types and specific types you can't really get from a lot of the foods you eat on the vegan diet. So that's why that paleo would be necessary,
So it's basically just paleo, but with more vegetables?
Probably. Probably in less animal protein. Substituting plant protein for animal protein.
Oh, I can get down with that.
You know what I mean? And yeah. That's why I said, and I think, well, not me. I mean, I probably eat a lot of animal protein. Well, I know I'd eat a lot
you
of animal protein.
You definitely do.
But,
says the
you know,
man with a half a deer in his freezer.
That's true. It's getting low, though. Anyways, I did cook some today, anyways. But one thing they were talking about is, you know, we've talked about this before, is that, I mean, I believe humans kind of got to this state, and we were actually talking about this recently with a friend, some friends of ours.
Oh, yes, Dave and Nikki. Yep. Hey, hey, hey.
So, I think humans got to the point where they are now by being able to, you know, thanks to a lot of animal protein. You know, obviously plants and vegetables, produce is a big part of that too, because it's a lot easier to obtain, well, you know, when it's in season and stuff and you can actually produce and gather it. But, you know, animal protein and be able to cook animal protein to unlock the nutrients in both animals and plants has kind of got humans to where they are now. You know, so I think it's important to have both, you know, to incorporate both. I really do, because I think if without those things, without both components, both aspects, I don't think we can keep evolving on the track that we are currently.
Well, I will say, though, that I mean, especially if you're talking about evolution and things, and this is going to go down a whole different road. But I think that if you're talking about what man was capable of and what was good for them, I think the ratio of, like, meat and animal products that they had to plant-based products was drastically different. And they've tied specific blood types to being able to really break down certain diets better than others. Like, some blood types actually do better on a plant-based diet. Some do better with, you know, more of certain types of fruits and vegetables that may, like, and it really goes back to those, like, kind of caveman type times. People lived all over the world. Like,
right.
You know, once we spread out and reach different areas, different cultures and different human beings, they would eat different foods. They'd have different access to foods and plants and things like that. And so genetically, of course, we're going to optimize, because the human body is an amazing thing. It can actually learn to adjust to what's good for it. And certain people, like, I followed the Eat Right for Your Type diet way back. I have to, like, find out who wrote it, because it's been a decade since I read the book. But there was just some truth to that that so held true more than any other diet that I've ever tried in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Where my blood type, which was an O, did much, much better on a mostly plant-based diet. And then it did not have, like, yes, I can break down, like, certain meats and things, but certain, like, produce that was not indigenous to the area where the bulk of my ancestry that I apparently acquired this blood type from is from, I don't eat those as well. Like, citrus doesn't agree with me. Tomatoes even don't agree with me, but those were brought in from a different continent. So, I mean, like, all these things that, you know, like, high acidity and really, really dense fats, like, was always a lean fat kind of person. I do really good on, like, light poultry and fish. But that all tied to, like, the blood type. And maybe, I don't know if anybody else there has ever tried this diet, but it's one of the few that I really found made a lot of sense. And I think that there is some great science behind that diet, but also it makes sense if you think about it. Like, well, we absolutely should be eating probably a certain mixture of both. I mean, we have pointy teeth for a reason. You know, they flat out say, I think in An Omnivore's Dilemma, don't they talk about the fact that, you know, we have specific teeth that are meant to rip flesh, and we also have a lot of teeth that are just meant to grind.
Right.
And so we have the ability, therefore, possibly the background of eating both. But the question is that balance. And I think that it's different for different people. Like, you just see different people operate so differently, and their body chemistry is just kind of naturally honed to a certain balance more.
I definitely agree that genetics plays a big part on what diet you're optimal for. So, and I know there's companies out there now. I don't know if 23andMe does it also, but there are companies like that you can get your genetics tested to find out what your optimum type of diet would be. And you would also, you know, based on genetics and heredity, you could be predisposed to not process, like you said, based on blood markers. So I don't know if it's specifically blood type. I would have to check out on that one too. But it's definitely stuff in your genes that can affect how you process, you know, nutrients and what's up. Yeah. So that's definitely true. So I'd like to, you know, well, maybe we'll check into that thing in the near future, the Eat Right Food. I've heard of it, but I haven't checked into it. But it definitely, I wholeheartedly agree that genetics and basically your lineage from where you kind of derived from.
Yeah, there's a predisposition. Yeah. For mm-hmm. sure.
So, yeah, no, that's interesting. And I, like I said, I think everything with all types of diet, you have to find what is best for you. It's not one size fit all.
Yeah.
You know, and even this diet, you know, like you said, it's you could be more vegan than pagan. I almost called it pagan.
Damn it. I put it in his head and it's there.
You could be more vegan than paleo, you know? Yes. And then, like we've talked about before, with Chris Kresser talked about for vegans, kind of something that was alluded to here is that, you know, they need to make sure they get the right omega fatty acids, especially DHA.
You have to supplement.
So that's why he said one possible solution with that is shellfish, because shellfish, they're hermaphrodites, they don't have mothers or fathers, they also don't have a central nervous system, so if you're worried about causing them pain, they don't feel pain or anything like that. So that's a kind of a workaround for some people. And there's even, you know, you Google vegans that eat shellfish, it's on the internet, because I wrote about it on the website. So, I
wrote about it.
So those are definitely all good points, and I think what we should go out on is that one size doesn't fit all.
It's true.
But mashups are cool.
But mashups are what's going to be the next awesome.
One? I gotta think. We got vegetarian
like diet.
And there's a carnivore diet, which is all meat, and then the vegetarian, carnivorian. That probably wouldn't work though.
It's just omnivore. Diet. Yeah.
Diet. That's my diet. Omnivore diet. That's what I'm doing.
It's like mashup Atkins and vegan.
Weight Watchers. Oh.
That's tough.
Yeah.
No, that no, one's yeah. tough.
All right. Well, I think that we got, this is going to be a wrap for this show.
Yeah.
I think we got enough info. We talked about the new website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com.
Yep. Please mm-hmm. head over there. Check it out. And then you can bounce over to our Facebook page, the links for which are at the bottom, both Twitter and Facebook at the bottom of the website. And you can find us on Facebook at Addicted to Fitness Podcast. And leave us a comment. Let us know what you think of the new look.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you have any suggestions, feedback. Please, by all means, let us know what you think of this episode, other episodes. Leave us a review on iTunes, and that definitely helps us, because the more you actually leave reviews, the more people see our podcast mm-hmm. and actually get a chance to dive in and decide whether they like us too.
Right. We got to think of a name for our listeners. The Addicts.
That sounds super negative.
Yeah, you're right.
Although on our website, like the main page, like headline is Get Addicted.
Yeah. All right. We'll think about that. We'll comment.
We'll get back to us. Yeah. If anybody has any suggestions for follower name, like group, like what are we going to call the Addicted to Fitness Podcast tribe?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got anything else for him?
Not that I can think of.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. So yeah, we're still adding... Jasmine.
Do you want me to talk about the fact that you have a new look?
Eventually.
You're just really going to town. just drinking up the river.
Perfect.